It's interesting to note that our simulation software for electrical engineers for designing and simulating electrical circuits, it's interesting that this software, the simulation software, treats a circuit the same way a physicist treats energy. Namely, the physicist creates this non-reality, this fictional hypothesis of the isolation of an energy system. Just like the software of an electronic simulator will be assuming that your circuit is isolated from its environment, and thus this justifies for some reason that, well, for the reason of the fiction of isolation, it justifies the physicist imposing the conservation of current under Kirchhoff's current law and the conservation of charge under Kirchhoff's voltage law. And then go further and rename conservation of current into the conservation of energy by some miraculous waving of somebody's magic wand of authority. And it doesn't stop there. It gets worse. In order to live with themselves, electrical engineers will program the simulation software to give you unlimited energy. In isolation, they will create perpetual motion. Why? Because a voltage source, the only thing restricted is its voltage. It defines a voltage parameter, and it leaves the current to do whatever it pleases. How many times I created over Unity circuits in which the voltage was fixed, but the current could rise to infinity? If I was stupid enough to keep my voltage source engaged in the circuit at all times. I learned from that experience, why do that? Why keep drawing so much power from your voltage source if you can disconnect it, or if you can precharge a capacitor and use up the energy to get the circuit started and then live on that? But see, the problem is that, again, the simulator presumes infinity as its limit. And just like it assumes that the limit of current for a voltage source is infinity, or that the limit of voltage for a current source is infinity. So the limit, the so-called limit for current of a voltage source is infinite, as far as the simulator is concerned. And that means infinite watts, infinite power, even though the voltage is restricted, the current is not. And conversely, the inverse is the case for current sources. But still, the wattage is infinite as a consequence. And this is pretty stupid because nothing like that exists in reality. We know a battery can't give us infinite current, and yet a battery in a simulator will, as well as not have any internal resistance, which is also a fiction. But that's a minor fiction. Infinite current from a fixed voltage source, such as a battery, that's really ridiculous. So it's no small wonder, though, because we're trying to cover our ass. As physicists, we know it's a lie to assume that systems, electrical systems or magnetic systems, are isolated from their environment. It's preposterous. Nothing in the electrodynamic world is isolated from the rest of its environment. Yet we assume that as a given for the purposes of discussion, to make things simple for ourselves. And then we forget that it's a fiction. And we go on with that hypothetical, you know, style of reasoning, and then start claiming that, well, under these circumstances, it's a law that things must be, you know, energy must be conserved, current, voltage, charge, whatever, only because we continue to presume that the electrical system is in isolation from its environment. And then we step out of that hypothetical realm and impose it on the reality of human interactions and say, no, it's, you're violating some law of physics. How many times have people have said that to me, and how many times did I have to keep my mouth shut and not scream at them out of frustration because I didn't understand what they were saying was logically incorrect? And it says so in the Wikipedia articles that talk about isolated systems, energetic systems, and You know, this is circular reasoning, which again, there's an article on circular reasoning. And then there's a quote from Bertrand Russell, the famous author, that the only reason for circular arguments is to cover our ass when we're stealing. So, you know, I don't mind stealing. I don't mind theft, because anybody who's impoverished or who has been impoverished knows how important it is to steal to get by from day to day. And that's not your long-term solution. Obviously, it's your short-term solution, but it works. It puts off the wolf from the door another day. But eventually, you'd like to have, you know, some plan to extricate yourself, remove yourself, and create a more permanent solution. But in the meantime, why lie about it? Why lie and make it a law of physics? Is physics that bad off that it feels it has to take a hypothesis based on a fiction and turn it into a law? Is it that bad off? Is it that unstable? Sorry. Does it lack so much self-respect that it grovels for approval by lying to achieve it from the rest of us who don't know any better? This is what I see. I'm just calling it the way I see it. It's so stupid. It's unbelievable. You'd expect something better of a physicist, right? You know, you'd expect some highfalutin intellect, and they're lying. They're lying to achieve it. Doesn't that kind of degrade their intelligence, if they have any? Doesn't it degrade it by lying? I mean, it's nice to say, okay, we're going to hypothesize a fictional isolation of an energetic system for the purposes of analyzing it, but they don't leave it at that. They carry the lie to the back out to the world as if it's real. It was only supposed to be a thought experiment. You know, Einstein, thought experiments. That's all it was supposed to be. Conservation is predicated on a thought experiment. It is not reality. And yet the U.S. Patent Office imposes it as a rule of thumb, as a rule of procedure. We will not look at anything that purports to be over unity because it violates the conservation, you know, the second law of thermodynamics and the conservation of energy, blah, blah, blah. Such lies. I've done enough simulations now to know that it is impossible to electrically or magnetically isolate an energetic system from its environment. It's impossible. And when you take into consideration sources of energy nearby that are funded, fully funded, by sources of voltage or current or whatever, and then you have nearby an impoverished little circuit that's a free energy circuit, that free energy circuit will steal energy from the other circuit, no questions whatsoever. No question, it'll steal it. And it doesn't even have to be nearby. It can have a little distance. And so you could have your thieving, your stealing circuit a block away. You know, if a block isn't, if you don't have a humongously weird lengthy block, but in a normal block, you know, a city block, you'd be stealing. I mean, it's remarkable. What I've come up with, what I've been able to discover, is the foundation for seeing through the lies. And it's only the reason why I can claim these things that physicists lie, is because I can see it. I can see. I've done the experiments to see that it's a fact. It's not a hypothesis. But I've done the work. I've done the homework, and you haven't. Most of you, I rarely will any of you have done the homework to know what I'm saying is true. You'll have to do it yourself or not. Take me on faith or turn your face away and ignore me. Because most people will ignore me because they can't imagine their authority figures lying to them. They can't imagine it. But this is how a lie starts. It goes by gradual degree. You create a fiction. You don't do it all overnight in one fell swoop. You know, we don't live under that kind of dictatorship, but it's more subtle, but that doesn't mean it doesn't happen. We start with a fiction, we know it's a fiction, we keep reminding ourselves that it's a fiction, and then we stop reminding ourselves it's a fiction. And that's when it becomes a lie.